UI did with Cape Talk. It is 16 minutes after 9. Don't forget that just after 9.30, after the Eyewitness News, we've got your favorite naked scientist, Chris Smith. He will be taking any of your science-related questions, so keep them coming. We already have a few on the WhatsApp line. That's 072-567-1567. Keep those rolling in. But for now, let's talk about the weekend coming. I mean, we are in the middle of our regular fire season with a scorcher of a weekend predicted to, or predicted that conditions will be suiting a runaway fire. One of the organizations that will be ready for the fight is the Volunteer Wildfire Services. We are joined by Claire Lauter, who is their CEO. Claire, a very good morning to you, and thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you, Abigail, and thank you for having us. We appreciate to be here. Thank you.
Before we get started, tell us a bit more about Wildfire Services.
Thank you. So we are a non-profit organization that began around about 1999 after the massive fires that occurred in Cape Town that year. We have roughly 443 current members, which operate out of four bases in Noordhoek, Stellenbosch, Helderberg, and Newlands.
And talking to that, one of the issues that we face around about this time of the year is that these, we usually get some perfect conditions to suit runaway fires. And this is, of course, the season where, or the time of the year where you guys are also mobilizing to get ready to fight.
Absolutely. It's especially with the temperatures we're expecting this weekend, I think every single fire service is on high alert and ready for what's to come. Absolutely.
And so talk to us about that. Here we are as ordinary citizens or Cape Talk listeners, and we're saying that we want to help out. What can we do? What should we be doing? What should we be aware of? Let's get cracking.
Okay, well, obviously, just to be aware of situations and fires and to report fires once you see them. There is a hotline. Don't call us. 112 is the emergency number to call. So just to report them so we can action our fire services and begin the process so it doesn't become a runaway fire, but also not do things like leave, fires, not make sure they're not put out properly, and just, the basic things that that help us fight these, combat these fires.
If you've just joined us in conversation, by the way, you're listening to Claire Lauter, who is the CEO of Volunteer Wildfire Services, talking to us about their organization, but also what you can do to assist wherever it is that you may be and however you can assist. 021-446-0567. Perhaps you want to call in and talk to the great work that they're doing. Would love to hear from you. Claire, just bring it back to your organization once again. You've already just put to us some of the work that you do and what you need to do to get that done. But just getting into that, you talk to the fact that it costs around 10,000 rand to train your new recruits, which of course means a lot of money with the numbers of people that you need.
Absolutely. So just to kit a basic wildland firefighter, you're looking at roughly around 5,500 to 6,500 rand. And then there's the training that goes into that. And then we still add the vehicle maintenance, the fuel, operations. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to actually get our guys and girls to the fire line. So, yes, the costs do run, eventually run up, yes. I mean, if you put that to, we had our biggest new recruit intake this year of over 100 new firefighters. So if you put that in perspective, that's quite a chunk of budget that's required to be raised each year, yeah.
Yeah. And so if people would love to assist, or they're looking to get involved and to help you guys out, how would they go about doing that?
Well, there's a couple of things people could do. Cape Townians are amazing in donating and getting involved when the chips are down. So we obviously, financial is one way to do it. And there's various platforms. You can follow those on our website. Or else you can donate your time. You don't necessarily have to be a firefighter. There are other roles that we also require: drivers, ops people, marketing, logistics. There's a lot that does go on behind the scenes. But costs is unfortunately the big one. And we do rely solely on public funding, and that just to keep us going. So for instance, at the moment, our vehicles are quite old, and we rely on these heavily to get our guys to where they need to be. A lot of the time it's in remote areas, So it takes quite a lot to keep these guys on the road. And we've seen a massive rise in new recruits and people joining the organization. So we actually don't even have enough vehicles to get everybody to the fire line. but these are just some of the issues we face. But so we're good to have all the people involved and the amazing men and women that donate their time. But it also then, you know, puts strain on our resources and what we require to get these guys out there. Yeah.
Claire, we may be preaching to the converted here, but there are some that will be sitting back and saying, look, we've got firefighters, man, and more especially if there's a fire, it doesn't affect me, but there is a need for your organizations, and a fire affects everyone.
It does totally affect everybody else. I mean, we've had a couple of major fires, and we just need to look back at what history's taught us, and it certainly does affect us. You know, and there's a large number of men and women, you know, not just our organization, that work, and I have to say, continuously to combat, to plan, to strategize. We're just one in the cog, and there's a lot to be done, and we can't sit back and say, oh, there's enough people. There's never really enough. When a big fire goes, I mean, guys are on deployment for 12 to 24 hours. There's got to be relief people. So, yes, there's always a need. To say there's not a need, no. There's more need than we can actually possibly suffice.
And if we, in fact, let me get to the WhatsApp line at 072-567-1567. Good morning, Abs and your guest. What are the basic requirements to become part of your organization? Claire?
So if you want to become a firefighter, you do need to be medically fit, and I would suggest as fit as possible. You do a lot of hiking, and it is a physical job. And to have the time to dedicate to do this, people don't really know. They think being a volunteer, you know, it's a little bit more lackadaisical, but our guys do a very intensive training season that's about 5 to 6 months long, and it's quite intensive. And at the end of it, you're a qualified basic wildland firefighter. You have to write an exam, pass fitness tests, and all that kind of thing. So fit, like the outdoors, like being part of a big family. We call our team the Fellow Yellows, or the Yellow Fellows, and that's to become a firefighter. You can email us on recruitment at vws.org.za for more information if you want to know exactly more about the fitness requirements. But in terms of the other roles, logistics, marketing, fundraising, you obviously don't need that. We do a little bit of fire training so people do understand, you know, what it is that we actually do at the organization. But there's plenty of roles for people that don't necessarily want to run up a mountain on weekends. So.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that because, you know, talking about me, not very physical, and yeah, I don't do well in hot spaces. But I was thinking, do you need someone to cheer the team on, someone to sit in the background and clap? Go team!
Absolutely. That's, we need lots of those.
that I can try and do. Claire, I mean, you mentioned, you talk about men and women in your organization, but one of the stats that when I was doing some reading is that your ratio, one that you boast, by the way, is above the average for female to male ratio, that is sitting at 40%.
Absolutely. It's just under 40%. And if you look at the international standards, you know, around the world, USA, Australia, they're around about 10%. They used to be at 12, but they're only now around about 10%. So, you know, those that say the Australian women are tough, I think South African women are a lot tougher, sitting at almost 40%. And it's a strenuous job.
Claire, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. But before I let you go, your parting words to the listeners?
To the listeners, firstly, thank you to Cape Townians who have supported us through the fires and over the years. Please consider supporting us some more. We'd love to hear from you if you want to get in touch with us. Secondly, I have to thank all our nature partners out there who work entirely behind the scenes. And, of course, lastly, to all our firefighters. Good luck the weekend, guys. We're thinking of you. And thank you for your service and everything you guys do.
As Claire said, thank you so very much for that. Claire Lotter, volunteer, Wildfire Services CEO.